This is Bird Note. The bobolink may just be the happiest bird of spring. There's such delight in the bobolink's bubbly, jangling song. As bobolinks return to North America from the tropics each spring, they have good reason to sing with joy. The 2-ounce birds have completed one of the longest migrations of any songbird, roughly 6,000 miles. Bobolinks fly from Argentina all the way to the northern states and Canada. How do they manage to cross all that hazardous terrain and hundreds of miles of open water? Like many birds, bobolinks rely on cues from the stars and sun, and they're guided by landmarks like rivers and mountain ranges. But bobolinks also have an ace up their sleeve. Like some other migratory birds, they can sense the Earth's magnetic field. There are tiny quantities of the mineral magnetite deep in the bobolink's nasal tissues. It makes the bobolink's beak a kind of built-in compass. By the time it reaches 9 years old, one of these epic voyagers will have flown a distance equivalent to 4.5 times around the Earth. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.